Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Sponsored by Ghostalware.
And now, it's Dads, Lads and Kebabs.
Welcome to another show of Dads, Lads and Kebabs. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Wherever you are, we're here. Coming in your ears. Good morning, Mickey boy. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good evening. Good night. See you in a bit.
Sayonara.
Yeah. Woo! How are you, sir? Yeah. All good?
Oh. Yeah, I'm doing good. I've quit vaping. Quit vaping after a year, 2 years, I think.
So wow.
Do you know what I showed these, anybody, on the last episode? These are...
Cinnamon sticks. I need to get some of them. Are they Amazon? I forgot to ask.
Amazon, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm vape free. I did it all the right channels. I cut down on my nicotine first. I was on a higher nicotine and cut myself down. Titration, we call that in the professional world. And now I went down to 5 milligram. And I was just like, I've got to do it. I've just got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And I have. So I'm a bit...
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm all over the place. I'm a bit jacked up. I'm working out.
He's having 4 wanks a day.
No, I've got time for that shit. I'm trying not to have these in all the time. Yeah. Stop interrupting me, Michael.
Sorry, it always comes down to wanking, doesn't it? I'll do
apologize. I know. Listen, we've got to be known as a bit of a all-round podcast. We can't be known for the good or the bad or the ugly. We've got to be known for everything. We support everybody. Bob Schofield.
Coming soon. Or was he?
We'll see.
Who knows?
I'm open-minded on that one, like a swingers club. We'll see. So yeah, quit vaping. I'm doing well. I'm a bit all over the place about it. But I'm not stressed. I'm not like I was when I quit smoking. Like, I was terrible when I quit smoking.
Yeah. What were you like when you quit smoking then?
I was just scared of what I would be like. So I'd pre-empty like what, I'd go, am I going to be stressed? And it turns out I wasn't. I was vaping just all the time to start off with. And I controlled the vape and I started to control it. And now I've come off it. I was a bit like, I think I felt worse coming off vaping than I did smoking. So any of you vapers out there?
Oh, wow.
Let that be a lesson to you. I think that stopping vaping is 10 times harder than stopping smoking.
So that's because all the lovely flavours have gone. The lovely smells. It's all gone.
And I had the same liquid as well for a year.
Yeah.
So I didn't mess around with flavours or anything.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like I use different flavours. Mum's quite a... It's not really fruity. It was just kind of neutral.
Okay.
But I knew I had to stop vaping. Something said to me, stop vaping. So,
Well, I'm proud of you, sir. Sir Niall of Clean Air.
I've got a surprise for you. I'm going to have a drink, Mickey. Just thought I'd show you it. It's just really nice.
What's that?
It's Starbucks.
Wankers. Yeah, sorry.
I like it. This is Starbucks.
Yeah.
Caramel latte. Skinny caramel latte.
In a carton? What? Like milk?
Iced.
Oh, you just put that in a fridge?
Yeah, it's been... Well, it's just come out of the fridge, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. That's how you store it.
Yeah. Oh, wow, it's lovely. Do you remember the bottles we used to get at work?
Yeah. The little ones, yeah.
It's basically them.
Oh, okay.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, no, I was going to get fat. It's just going to be drinking 4 cartons a day. No more vaping.
That's another thing I'm being mindful of is my diet as well. Because I know that snacking is a big thing when people stop smoking. But these things are doing the same for my snacking as well. I don't want to snack because I've got this in all the time. I'm getting through these, though. I'm getting
you're like a cowboy.
Oh,
how long does the flavour last?
Ages. That's the thing. It lasts fucking hours. I think this is going to sound weird. Not in a weird way, but the more moisture you put into it, the better the performance.
that's like many things now.
I know. But yeah, I'm doing good. How are you doing? You good?
I'm all right. I'm a bit tired today.
You went outside, didn't you?
But the paranormal hangover is in full swing today. Yeah. Headed up north to the Witch's Woods.
Ooh. The Witch.
Witch's Woods, yeah. Where they used to do sacrificial rituals with animals and stuff like that. So, yeah. Just a normal, like, Sunday night for me.
I'm so childish.
Why?
Honestly, the Witch's Wood sounds like when you just... when someone hasn't shaved in a while.
you mean the female garden?
The garden.
No,
the
that's very woods. Immature of you. Fucking hell.
The Witch's
Wood. Get the hedge trimmer out. That sounds like a fucking lightsaber. That's Luke Skywalker, you need him.
Oh god. But was it good?
It was very good, yeah. I went out filming with Haunted Finders.
Ooh!
Who I believe are just about to hit the famous 100k on YouTube. So they get the famous silver play button.
Oh.
So yeah, awesome guys. I've known them for years, but I've never worked with them. And the opportunity arose. And it was taken. So, yeah, it was a really good night, actually, yeah. It's different when the lights go out. Apparently, in the woods where we were, it was actually like an old Iron Age fort. Back in the Iron Age days, very like lots of bodies were found and dug up from like the burials and that. So, yes. It's all documented, police finding bodies and everything. When they were rebuilding houses around the area, they found lots of bodies. So, yeah, well, the police were involved and... yes, very, very interesting. And quite a lot of activity as well. So that's what you need, really. Yeah, dark shit.
Dark entities.
It was like, at one point, we were right into the main center point where there used to be like a moat in the fort, because the fort was actually in the woods, but they obviously got rid of that many years ago. But there's like the mound of the moat, but it's all overgrown, but you can see the different levels. And we were like stuck in the middle of it all. And at one point, we started seeing these red lights, and like all three of us saw that, and said, "Oh, that's weird. That's not normal." And then we were hearing voices, like female voices, and then footsteps all around us in different areas. So obviously, we were dead quiet, all like infrared vision, full spectrum, and normal lights. There was no one. You couldn't see anybody, anything at all. And if you're walking through them woods at night, like say you're walking your dog, you're going to need a torch because it's fucking pitch black. Can't see shit. And then we started hearing like as if someone was throwing logs into the woods. It was like brang, brang all over there. So what the fuck? There's people in here. Like so we sort of packed up some of our equipment in case we needed to like, you know, battle up. So we found these massive, massive sticks. In fact, let's go. Put all the lights full on, full light mode. We walked through like the other side of the woods. Nobody there. We were 100% sure there was kids in there fucking about.
Yeah, but you know, like, in your belief, you know what's there. So why do you question it?
Because you have to disprove things. You have to go above and beyond to prove the rational thought
right, process. Okay. So is your mindset of everything that you've done over the years of ghost hunting, per se... is your mind to disbelief or is it to show proof?
Mine's to show proof.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I'm not going to say, oh, there's a ghost did that. I need to show evidence that we've tried to debunk it to prove, okay, it's not natural. Okay. It's not a person. It's not something else that's caused this. We've ruled out everything else. And this is what we've come up with. The paranormal. So... some people still don't believe, but some do, you know. So, I, I, you're very naive if you just say, oh yeah, it's a ghost. Well, no, it ain't. What have you done to show that it's not, like, the natural things first?
I think that's the problem of all these TV shows, right? Is it's all about trying to show the proof of... Well, it's not. It's about trying to debunk it to what it is and show proof. Like, this, but then don't you think the TV show world of paranormal now has just kind of gone from, like, 0 to 100 since Ghost Adventures?
Well, most of the shows are being cancelled now because of Ghost Adventures. So...
Because of what? Because of faking or...
No, because of Zach getting involved, allegedly. There's like three very big TV shows that have been cancelled because of Zach, apparently. I did a couple of videos on my channel. Go check them out, people. So, yeah. But basically, he didn't want anyone else on the network apart from his shows because he was...
But then that's just, you know, that's just stupid.
No, but he's got all the power.
I mean, so power of what? Ghosts?
No, power of the network.
Power of publicity, which is everyone's fighting for, right?
Basically, if you put these other shows on Discovery, you won't have Ghost Adventures, and I'll take it somewhere else. And Ghost Adventures is obviously number one, so big, they're not gonna risk losing that. Allegedly, anyway, but there's too many people come forward within the business now that have had that phone call that they know why their shows have been cancelled.
Which I understand, right? There's only so many locations, there's only so many times a location can be filmed before it gets a bit, you know.
Yeah, but everyone films differently. Not all shows are the same. People work differently. So.
I mean, that's the thing, right? People do different stuff. They investigate different, you know, they show locations differently and they exercise the location differently. So that's a good way of putting it. But then, you know, they start digging into some real shit, you know, until he does, like, you know, Vatican or something like that, then I'll be impressed. Get him in there. See what's going on down there in those chambers.
Yeah, they'll have to kill him afterwards, though.
Oh, God, yeah.
They won't risk letting that out.
No, they won't.
Yeah. They're watching people.
They're always watching.
Yeah. Would you join the Illuminati?
What?
Can you join them, or you could be like part of their belief system? Is that how you do it?
The Illuminati is scientific teachings of basically, you know, wasn't about trying to disprove God or anything like that. It was more trying to show scientific evidence, wasn't it?
I thought it was how all the people run the world and control everything.
Yeah, I think that's the modern day illusion of the Illuminati. I think the original source, I think any of all those people that say, oh, that's Illuminati and all that sort of stuff, or Jay-Z and all that sort of shit, I feel like you need to go and read about what the history is of Illuminati. The Illuminati teachings of science, basically. It was basically just trying to, you know, let science show what's happening in the world and how science does things. Just basically saying that the Lord didn't create everything. Science does that too.
Oh, the church people now have just, their jaws have just hit the floor, Niall. Wow.
I've got
very sick views on how God created the earth.
I think everybody does, and I think even religious people do, and I think even religious people
know stuff that I can't say on here.
Well, don't say it then. Just leave it.
Let's just say lots of hillbilly people do the same. That's all I'm saying.
God, literally. It's coming out. God, I just think let people enjoy their own life. You know what I mean? They want to live it one way and live it one way. If some people choose to suck dick on camera for a living, then let them do it.
I told you, I'm not doing that anymore. Fuck's sake. Stop bringing it up.
Oh, God. I'm so fueled at the moment. I'm getting that mojo back that I was missing. It's coming back.
I hope so.
He's coming back. But I mean,
funny.
I think that's the thing, isn't it, with a podcast as well. Sometimes you've got to be like, some days we can have a lovely, pleasant discussion. Some days we just want to get some shit off our chest. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's coming, people. It's coming. And just before we carry on, I'd like to say thank you to all our lovely new viewers and fans that you've been watching lots recently. I'd like to say thank you for that. It's nice that people like to watch maybe too much. So I'd just like to thank them for that. You know, there's some amazing news coming very, very soon. Just wait. Stay tuned into this podcast, Dads, Lads, Kebabs. That's all I'm saying. See you later. Boo! That's quick. I'd stop this.
Finish show. 15 minutes, people. Welcome. That was today's episode of Dads, Lads, and Kebabs. I'll see you next week.
Tony. Yep. Bye. Deuces. Isn't it hot today? Fucking hell. It's red hot. I'm sitting here sweating. My car, I just got back and my car said 22 degrees. I'm like, wow. It was like 8 this morning.
It's warm. I'm getting to the point now where the fan is having to be switched on. I didn't want to do it yet, but it is.
My aircon unit's just there. It's purring. It's ready. It's going.
Have you cleaned it all out and everything?
Nah, the hose is not attached, so it should be all right.
You should clean it all out and stuff, and like get all the dust. Yeah, get all the dust out and everything from last year. You've got to think that's been sat now. Yeah, but it's been sat for 2 years now. It's been sat there collecting all that dust that goes in. It doesn't go anywhere.
It's in an awkward place to fucking move. It's fucking heavy as well.
No, you can take the filters out and stuff.
Probably. I have no idea. I'd just buy
it. Fucking clean it.
I might do that. Or maybe I could do it live on the show.
I mean, it'll be a pretty hard task. How's your week been? What's going on? What's going on with you at the moment? You've been gymming it this week, haven't you?
I've been 3 times. I was going to go this morning, but my daughter is alive. So I had to sort her out. Children, man. When they get older, they are a pain in the ass. Fucking pain in the ass. The attitude towards life and everything they have to do is like, it's too early. It's like, fuck off, grow up.
I know, but we were like that one day. We were like
I was. I don't think I was that bad. I do not
think. You don't think that. It's because you're just miserable and old fuck now. That's all it is. Yeah. See? There you go.
Miserable suck that, old bitch.
Just miserable and old, my friend. But yeah,
I wouldn't be me without
exactly that
sort of attitude, though, would I? Imagine if I was really nice and positive. That would be weird. No, wouldn't it?
I think people would like to see that. I think people would probably like to see, actually, that there is a very, very normal side to Mickey.
There's not very often, though, to be fair.
No, but there is. Like, I know that. As a mate, like, I know that there's a fucking very normal side to you where you're like, you're not that miserable. In fact, you're not that miserable. I think you give up a persona that you are, but you're not.
It's from years of being told I'm miserable and boring.
Mm. Oh, you've been told it enough. You're going to fucking do it.
That's what I think. It's sort of ingrained into my head and people say, you're not like that. And I'm like, fucking hell, them years I believed it. So, cuckoo clock, hello.
Wouldn't be podcast without cuckoo. But what hour is it, people?
I guess.
But I think if you're told you're something so long, right, you know, you're going to start to play that role, right? But
I think so.
Didn't you never hear that? Don't let someone's opinion of you become your reality.
Well, like that. I might write that down.
There you go. Mystic Nile.
Mmm.
I should start doing Niall's horoscopes. Niall's fortune cookies.
Yeah, pop them out. They're all the same. Every third one is the same.
I'm not pretty sure I shouldn't be drinking loads of this, but
it's going to get a fat ass.
Shots at a time. There's so many calories in it. So have a look. Oh, okay. It's not too bad. 63 calories per 100 mil.
Okay. How much sugar's in it, though? How many teaspoons per 100 mil?
It's 3.2 grams of sugar.
No, wow. Fuck off. That's not... It's got to be more than that, surely.
Yeah.
Per hunt, don't lie to me. You're trying to make it look better. Per hunt, I can't fucking see that. Per 100 mil. Is it really only 3 grams? Only 3 teaspoons of sugar?
No, that's protein, sorry. Sorry, no, wait. Oh, God, no. No, it's bad. It's 8.9 grams of sugar.
Oh wow! So you've just had 16 teaspoons of sugar.
Is that really just in that bit?
No, you've already had some already. Though you filled half a glass already, didn't you? There you go. There's 16.
I'm not buying it again. Oh, that's it.
See, you want them to do like, even though it says skinny, that'd be good if they did like a sugar-free version. I mean, I don't know what that would taste like. It'd be like unsweetened, like almond milk. Unsweetened is like vile.
Yeah, but I don't mind living without sugar. I don't. Like, I prefer meat, like, nice. I don't know. I couldn't give up meat. I couldn't do it.
Oh, meat. So I did think you said meat, but I was thinking you don't drink meat, but yeah.
No, like, I could live without sugar stuff, I think. Like, chocolate, I'm not that massive fan of. I'm not, like, a big fan of chocolate or
something. Oh, I'm a chocoholic, yeah. I don't do sweets, though, so. Like, Haribo, all that shit. It's chocolate or nothing, really. Or biscuits. Naughty.
Biscuit. I'm a slut for a biscuit, mate. I am a slag for a biscuit.
Keep me away from the biscuits.
Honestly. I think there's probably a lot of biscuits that I like, actually. I've been around a lot of biscuits.
What's your favourite biscuit?
Oh, fuck. Rocky bars.
Is that really a biscuit? That's like a chocolate bar, isn't it?
Okay. Chocolate hobnob.
Yes, that used to be mine. Yeah, and then I discovered chocolate malted milks, and then that's game changer.
Or any, do you know, there's some of these
digestives,
round foxes ones. These round foxes chocolate.
Yeah. With the whole end, they're quite thick and deep. Yeah. Oh, I had some at work yesterday. Yeah,
I had some yesterday. Oh mate, yeah. I'm a slag for them. God,
yeah, they are naughty. But yeah, biscuits are
slag for biscuits, man.
They make you fat because you can't just have one. You got to have a packet. I can't just have one. I've got to have all of them.
You see, now I'm trying to like retrain my mind of telling myself that, like, that's the same with the vaping. I'm just trying to, I'm having quiet little words to myself where I'm saying, you've got to give that up. That's it. It's enough.
Yeah.
Only because I tell myself I won't get away with it for long enough. Like, I know, the more I vape, I cough, I'm phlegmy, I'm mucousy, I sound funny. And I just had a chat with myself. I was like, there's clearly something in this vape, like, that's making it bad for you. Like, it's not as clean as everybody says it is. It isn't.
Of course it's not.
You know, and yes, I admit, like, I think I was way more addicted to vaping than I was smoking.
Because it's cool.
Yeah. It's not cool. It's fucking stupid.
And the smells. And they do smell fucking nice, though, some of them. I don't mind the odd smell of a vape. But it's like, clearly it's not just water vapor, is it? So, no. Unfortunately.
There's a lot that goes into it. A lot of chemicals, I think. Especially with these. I mean, I think I've had one disposable before. Not really for me. But, like, when I quit smoking, I wasn't clucking for, like, now I'm thinking, like, I've binned everything, I've got rid of all of it.
That's good. How long do you think you'll last?
I haven't got a choice, that's it, I'm done. Okay. Once, I'm trying to stick my mind to stuff, I'm trying to stand by it, so. Training at the moment is a lot, so I'm doing that. I'm doing a lot. I'm sore.
Yeah, my tits are, my boobies, they're like, oh.
Painful tits. Women think they have it all bad, don't they? But honestly, that weight training, especially when everything's going up and down when I'm running, Jesus Christ. I haven't really got tits. I got pectoids. No, mine goes all the way around.
Yeah, mine are a bit fat. Mine are a bit fat now. But I'm like freestyle overweight.
You can drop, yeah, but you can drop to skinny like that.
Yeah, if
you started tomorrow, you started tomorrow, and I gave you, and I said, right, this episode, which is today's date, is the 22nd of May, and I said, right, let's see, today's Mickey's start date. Let's see what Mickey looks like on the 22nd of July. 8 weeks from now.
2 months. I would probably lose at least a stone and a half.
Let's screenshot your face right now, this moment, 25 minutes and 26 seconds. Let's see what Mickey looks like. No, don't skin it in. Let's see what he looks like. There you go. Screenshotted. Let's see what Mickey looks like 2 months from now. We'll bring that up. Let's go in the diary. The thing is with food, right? It's about portion control and moderation. I don't think it's about living a drastic lifestyle.
No. It's about the fact it's just fuel for your body.
Yeah. It is. It literally is. You're the middleman for the food, right?
If it tastes shit, as long as it's got the nutrition benefit for your body, it doesn't matter. You just eat it. You know, it doesn't have to be enjoyable. But your body doesn't care if it's enjoyable. Your body needs what's in that food. Uh-huh. That's all it needs. So it is just fuel, but it's very, very difficult to get to that level.
It's hard to get people to believe that as well.
Yeah.
To believe that. And I think that's why so many of these like dietitians, personal trainers, people, they struggle with clients that come back time and time again and they expect to have better results, but they're doing the same old shit. It's like, no, you have to push past the fact that you can't, you know, train like a motherfucker, but eat what you want. Like, you have to have some control there.
Yeah.
There has to be an element of discipline in it. Oh, God. Sometimes it's hard, though. Like, I think the older you get, the worse the discipline becomes.
I think so.
It's hard to be so disciplined.
But I've realised, going back to the gym this week, it takes a lot to get back. I mean, I've been maybe twice in 4 months. Since January, I've been probably twice up until this week. And that was like 2 days running as well. But I've realised that I'm just going to go gym, do whatever machines I want, and then go home or go leave the gym anyway. So for me, it's not like a regime, a program. I need to do this set, this body part on this day. Whatever machine's available, I'll use. If it's not available, I won't use it, because I'm at that stage. I'm not going to build. I'm not going to be massive. I'm not going to shred down, have six packs like Niall. I'm just going to be, I've been to the gym. I've improved myself that day. That's all I'm doing.
That's it. I don't give a fuck anymore. That's all it is, though. That is all it is. It's for yourself. I don't think anyone's looking at people anymore. I don't know. I don't need clarification on how I look anymore. Fuck me. I know that I can look terrible on certain angles, and I know I can look good on certain angles, and that's all I need to know for myself. But it's for me. Oh, God, I can't stress that enough anymore. I don't do things for anybody else anymore like that. Like, it's all for me and the wife, of course, to keep her.
And your daughter.
Keep her happy. But yeah, just, and that's what I want, is I don't want to be vaping for the next 10 years and then sound fucking dreadful. God, I sounded awful when I smoked.
And you stunk.
Honestly, I will swear by this. I will say, I think smoking was far time. 10 times healthier than vaping.
Well, it's like the COVID vaccine. They made it so quickly, they don't know what the after effects are going to be. And vaping just seems to have come from nowhere. Well, here you go, children and everybody else. Don't smoke. Have a vape instead. It smells nice and it has lovely, lovely flavours. Okay. Then you get addicted. And like you told me the other day that there's different levels of nicotine in these things. I didn't even know it had nicotine. I just thought it was like vapor or something with chemicals in it that burns and it has the nice flavors. I didn't even realize how deep it goes.
Levels of nicotine. Well, you're starting all the way from like 2 all the way up to 20. And if you're buying illegal vapes, they can have up to 50 milligrams of nicotine in them. You know these big vapes that say like these big disposables that say like 800 puffs or 600 puffs or 1,000 puffs.
Yeah,
they're supposed to. Well, they've been proven to have about 50 milligrams worth of nicotine, which is just fucking ludicrous. Like, and it's a massive stimulant, nicotine, and it's also a massive can cause massive issues with your blood pressure and all sorts of things. But you know, it's the fact that you're breathing this in, and the more I read about, you are just supposed to breathe air. And exhale, inhale, exhale, just oxygen, carbon dioxide. Then,
yeah.
But yeah. Some people just. What else was I going to say? I am into at the moment. TikTok, of course. I think we mentioned TikTok once in our episode. Every episode.
That's a shitting app, isn't it? So.
It's a shitting app.
Yeah, you sit there on the bar having a shit. And you scroll TikTok.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's designed for.
They should invent like an automatic thing so you don't have to scroll, you just watch. Because when you're on the toilet, it's kinda hard to balance. I mean, I balance my phone on the loo roll holder, so I'm looking at it. I just wish it'd do it itself, to like just move on to the next one. You know, like autoplay. And you could stop autoplay. But yeah, okay, so TikTok at the moment, seatbelt psychic. Have you seen it?
No. What's that? Or who is that?
Seatbelt psychic is a psychic from, I'm going to say, Los Angeles. Or he's in Los Angeles. I don't know if he's from Los Angeles. It's kind of on the same page as Carpool Karaoke, apart from this psychic is driving around. He's an Uber driver, but he's also medium.
Okay.
He used to be a large, but now he's medium.
Boom, boom.
So he's driving around, and basically he'll get in, clients will get in the car, and he'll say, hello, how are you? And basically, he'll just basically introduce himself and just say, so I'm a medium, and this is what I do, and I talk to dead people. Because that's how he starts his drives off as well. They say, oh, are you having a good day? He's like, yeah, I'm just driving around, talking to dead people, and they're all like,
get me out.
And then he tells them, and then he says, I can give you a reading if you're open to that. My god, some of the shit he get, like, he's so good. He's even good, like, but he gets a lot of energy off people and tells them what's going on. But I was like, oh, it's all quite sad stuff, it's all quite, you know, is it, you know, it's all quite sad stuff. It's like family members have passed on, they're watching over you. You know, they want you to be happy and all that sort of stuff. Kind of stuff. And then I watched an episode last night where he did it, and it was a woman who got in the car, and he was just instantly had his back up. He was like going like this, and just so you could tell something was wrong, and he just started speaking to him as like she was. But he said it outright. He just said, "There's 200 dead people with you right now." And she said, oh, I wonder if that's because I'm a mortician. So she went to them.
Okay, yeah.
And he instantly was like, I'm sorry, this is what I do, I'm a medium. And it instantly just basically said, like, I'm going to have to pull over. There's way too much energy going on right now. Like, you're going to have to get out because I can't process that much energy. obviously, you've got all these attachments.
Yeah.
So this woman had 200 attachments to her that were basically following her around, all because she was a mortician.
Is that possible? Fucking hell.
Well, this is when I get... So it goes in further. So there was other episodes, and basically there was a woman that basically had something else attached to her. And he was basically like saying, oh, well, this is nothing to do with you. This is not an attachment to do with you. This is an attachment to do with your lifestyle.
Okay.
She was a big drinker, big partier, and apparently that sends your vibration. Like, the worse your lifestyle is, the worse your energy levels are, and the worse your vibration is, it's obviously things attached to you. So then I was like, fucking hell. So I fell down rabbit holes just watching into this shit. But go and check it out. You know what I'm like? If I fall down, I'm like way in. Honestly.
Seatbelt psychic.
Yeah. Give it a check it out. Check it out. Really good.
I'll have to do that now.
Seatbelt psych.
Tick tock. I hate it when you add the volume on and you go on TikTok and suddenly it's like, in your face. It's like, fuck off, what are you doing?
Every time. From hell to witness the ascension of that big-eared
twerp son of mine. You can't say that, Queen. It doesn't matter about Prince Andrew. All right, what's his name? Seatbelt. Seatbelt physic. There you go.
Yeah, that was home. That's a good one. And I had three dry weeks. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Day where I need to come up with this money
or get locked out of my salon. Okay. So how should really follow him, shouldn't I?
Yeah, watch.
Is he just got a smiley face? Is his name? God's for the soul. That's not even him.
No, so it's not for him. He's got a TV show, I think.
Does he actually have an account?
No, because he doesn't. It's off a he's on a TV show. I need to find the TV show.
Oh, okay. So people just... Oh, so I can't subscribe to his channel then?
No, you can go and watch.
Oh, well, that's a bit shit, isn't it, Niall?
It's only because I followed all the videos, but basically...
Fucking hell. I'm just following some random people.
See, but he doesn't. He does a live audience as well, apparently. So I need to find the show. I'll find it.
Okay. Yeah, I got my TikTok purchase the other day come through for my feet. And then the callus, you know, the file, the electric file goes and it just chops, grinds your skin off. Fucking well good, mate. Well good.
Is it like sandpaper on it?
Yeah. You got the coarse one and the fine one. The coarse one looks like you can take tarmac up.
I love TikTok shop. I think there's some random fire. I get loads of vouchers as well. I bought a TikTok shop item the other day, actually. I'll show you. Since we're talking about our TikTok shop finds. So
if we're showing, I'll get mine.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
And we're back in the room.
Okay, show me. Oh my god, it looks like a dildo. Oh, how much was it?
$9.99. And there's the fine one.
Oh, so that is that, and that's for the back of your foot where it goes like.
Oh, it's all the bits of your foot.
Are your feet all soft now, though?
They're fucking like baby's ass, mate.
I'm gonna have to get
not that I stroke babies' asses, but you know. But yeah, so it's pink because basically that's the only colour they had. So it's I thought, fine. Fuck it, I get a pink one, it doesn't matter. I wear pink tops sometimes. So it's yeah. Don't worry, so yeah, I was very happy with that. And good. My feet are now thanking me for it.
Good so, for yeah. you. So my TikTok shop was, obviously we were talking about fans earlier and it getting a little bit warm. This come up, and the only reason why I wanted this is because I've got no plugs near my bed. I've got loads of fans around the house, no plugs near my bed. So I bought this. Now this, it's a TikTok shop fine, but
okay,
it's wireless. So I was like, it's got an 8-hour battery life, which is fucking brilliant. So that's pretty much all. That's all night for me. More than all night for me, actually. We get about 6 hours worth of sleep. But I was like, oh, it come. And I was watching the videos, and I was like, is it going to be terrible? I was thinking, oh, it's going to be shit. Like, it's not going to have any power. Turns out, it's really powerful. Ready?
Okay, I can hear it. Sounds like it's in the water. Show us then. There you go.
Proper powerful. Really cold. 8-hour battery life. Go and get one. TikTok.
So how do you... I take it you charge it and then with a mains plug, is that right?
Yeah, you charge it.
Yeah. No, USB. Yeah.
Yeah. Charge it. But I can take it to bed. balance it on my bed, balance it on my bedside table.
Come on, Dan. I mean, look.
Sorry. So, honestly, it's brilliant. Fucking ace. I'm so impressed. So impressed.
All these things come from China, though, don't they?
Well, got to support the business somehow.
Yeah, support the trade. TikTok is from China.
Support the trade, man. Yeah. I don't care if it lasts me like one summer. I paid 11 quid for it. No, 9 quid for it. Because I had a voucher.
Ooh, TikTok voucher.
TikTok voucher.
It's so not always good, though. Because
share your bargains. Go on.
I bought that rain light. I never fucking received it. The rain lamp that goes next to your bed that drips rain. It's like, it looks like a cloud tree thing, and it changes colour, and it's all like mood lighting, and it drips from the tree, basically, or the cloud, and it like repumps it through. It's amazing, but I never got it. And I got it from a TikTok, someone's video, and it turns out that wasn't a real TikTok shop purchase. And I never got it. It was like £20. But you can buy them on Amazon now, and they're like 70 quid each. So probably that's why. But at least they're real now. And I can buy one if I would like to.
You know they're real. Have you seen the alarm clocks that have a coffee machine attached to it? So it's like an alarm. And then once the alarm goes off, next to your bed, it makes you a coffee. And you wake
no.
up. You've got a coffee. Yeah?
No, I'm not seeing them.
Yeah, it's cool as shit. Speaking of thunderstorms, have you seen that place? There's a spa. It's on TikTok. There's a spa where you can sit in a hot tub. It's like a hot tub, but you're like in the middle of a thunderstorm. Sounds fucking weird.
I've seen videos now. I don't know if it's the particular one that you're on about.
People are just like sat in the water, and it's like thundering. It's like rain. Yeah. Yes. Love that.
Yeah, that'd be well good, wouldn't it? As long as I didn't get struck by lightning, because I don't want to.
I mean, it's not real lightning. It's just a simulator, I think.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's not the video that I've been seeing then. I've seen people like in Thailand and that, where they're sat out in hot tubs and it's fucking thunder and lightning in the rain, and they're sat out in it. Oh, okay. You mean like a spa?
Yeah, like a spa.
No, I haven't seen that then.
You were gonna ask us some questions. You had some results for us.
I did have results from our...
Results from our polls.
I did.
Questions was...
Do pigeons shit on your car on purpose?
The pigeons shit on us on purpose. Do you think they do? I think they fucking do. I think they're like, look at that dickhead, I'm going to shit on him.
Do you know what I would like to do?
You're about to say you've actually shat on someone.
No, because you know where pigeons, like they fly around and they just shit. They don't stop, like squat and poo. They just stand there. They don't do that, do they? They actually fly, so mid-flight. Or they're on a branch or something like. And then, yeah. Imagine that's like us walking and shitting.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying I'd do that, but. Because that would be messy and I don't like mess.
Yeah, you'd be locked up for that.
Well, unless, you know them times where you have to fucking run to the toilet and you think, oh, that's coming out quick. You could probably do it then. If you're walking on the landing and, you know, you need to shit, or you're in the garden and you need a shit, you could just walk. This podcast is always about having a shit. But yeah, if you're in your garden naked.
Shit or having a wank. mate, when are you in your garden naked?
Well, how are you going to poo if otherwise? You're going to get it in your pants, aren't you? So at least, okay.
Just go to the toilet.
No, but we're on about the equivalent of a pigeon. So there's flying, so us walking, while we're walking around, and you shit. That's
That wasn't the poll. The poll was...
No.
Why do pigeons... Did you think pigeons shit on people on purpose?
Okay, yeah. No, I just think they're wankers. They just fucking shit everywhere.
Bird shit just looks... It doesn't... Does bird shit smell? I don't know.
Yeah, when it goes in my car and I leave it for a year, pterodactyl shit. It's like cement and it fucking
ruins
reeks.
Your car, doesn't it? It ruins
your
paint.
Yeah, the lime in it. Yeah, it's really bad. So, yeah, another one was, does pineapple belong on pizza? What do you reckon the results were, Noel?
I don't mind it. I'm not against it. I'm not that much of a fan, but I'll eat it. Like, if it's there. I'm gonna order it.
Lots of people were in favour of pineapple on pizza. Now, obviously, there's this myth, oh, you can't do that. It's like a, you go against the law to have that on your pizza. But no, people were in favour of having pineapple on pizza, which actually surprised me. I was surprised at that one.
It doesn't offend me, but it ain't my choice. Like, I wouldn't ask for it in Italy.
Do you have? Do you mind fruit in food?
Yeah, I do.
Because that's obviously what people go against. Fruit shouldn't be in food.
No.
So like raisin bread.
I agree, but I'm not like, you know. Oh no! See, I do. So I love a cinnamon and raisin bagel.
There you go.
Oh, see, I can't sit on the bench with that, can I? I can't have my cake and eat it, can I? Literally.
See, when my mum makes curry, she puts sultanas in it. And it's a game changer.
Bitch, man. Slap her up.
Don't call my mum a bitch, you cunt. I'm going to come and piss on your face.
Mate, I'm going to shit on you from above.
Well, mate, it'll be fine, though, because you won't be naked, so it'll be all right. It'll be in your pants.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, I know. Sultanas and curry.
Yeah, it's fucking lovely. Apricots.
I mean, apricots is always in. Yeah,
apricots. There you go then. Prunes go in a lot of food. Sometimes you just don't know they're there. Oh. Apple to apple sauce.
No.
Don't you?
No.
What about cranberry on turkey and that?
Cranberry on turkey, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm more of a lamb and mint kind of person. Just minted lamb in general.
Is it mint sauce or mint jelly?
But either mint sauce makes it stronger. Although
the runny one, yeah.
Yeah, funny story. Like, when me and my brother was kids, we made hot dogs.
Yeah.
Like, we were starving. And was like, right, what should we make? Was like, let's go and get some hot dogs. So we bought those big jumbo, big dicks in a jar hot dogs.
Yeah.
And we bought a couple of jars of them, loads of rolls, and we bought ketchup, we bought onions, but the mustard was, they didn't have the American mustard, we just got the English mustard. So naive, thought they were the same.
That'll do.
Anyway, me and my brother made hot dogs, started making our dogs, and we fucking smothered loads of ketchup and just spoonfuls of English mustard all over it. Oh my God, we were dying. We were fucking dying.
I bet you didn't swallow that day, did you?
It was honestly, yeah, we did it. I remember when we did that; it was fucking funny. Okay. We didn't do drugs.
Was that good? Mint sauce, though.
Mint sauce. It's just mustard. We're talking about condiments. Oh, condiments are important for the table, Jack.
Nice.
Absolutely, you've got to have a tray full of condiments.
What products? Table. What food products do you have salt on?
Salt. I'm not a massive salt person. My missus, right? I'm gonna my wife, the old ball and chain.
Chain.
She's a twat with salt. She's an absolute dickhead with salt. So if we go to a restaurant, lovely. I'm OCD. Everybody knows I like things to be clean, tidy, neat. I'm in a restaurant, so I already don't trust the cleanliness of the place. I am prone to ask someone to come and clean the table before I've even sat down. I don't like germs, I don't like mess. So my missus does it on purpose now, but if she gets something that requires salt, it doesn't really require salt, she just likes a lot of salt. She's like this with the salt. Just launching it everywhere.
What over the garden?
And honestly, the table around us is then covered in salt, like, because she can't get it on her plate because the fucking plate or bowl's not big enough for some reason. So it's everywhere. And honestly, it doesn't just grate me. When she does it, I could shit my hands and clap. Like, it fucking haunts me. So she now, if she does it on purpose, I'm like, don't do it. But yeah, salt everywhere. I don't require salt. I don't know.
The one thing that I used to take to get me to eat the food is on cucumber. I used to hate cucumber. I could walk in a house and I could smell if someone cut a cucumber up. It's disgusting. But then I tried it with salt. That's because salt. Wow.
Isn't that what you do with celery? Celery
is pointless. It's just like, you know. Celery is like having an amazing wank and then stop it just before you come. There's just no point. So, but anyway, yeah, and that's how I became able to eat cucumber. Now I eat cucumber without salt. It's fine.
You're such a dickhead.
But some people put sugar on tomatoes, don't they? You ever had that?
No.
Sugar on tomato, yeah.
Oh, this is another one. So I had in Florida, I had sweet potato. And yeah. On sweet potato, they put cinnamon sugar on it. No need whatsoever, but...
they're fat, aren't they, Americans?
Sweet potato mash, it's already not sweet enough, cinnamon sugar on it. I'm like, it'd be all right. It wouldn't be all right. I don't think there's ever a right time to put cinnamon sugar on anything, but... And I love fucking cinnamon, but... I mean, I do love cinnamon. But... No, there's a time and a place. They don't use a lot of sugar, though. They use cane syrup, don't they? Yeah, cane
syrup. Or corn syrup.
Corn syrup.
Corn syrup is one of the worst things you can ever put on your body. You look...
Well, that's in everything, America. In fact, that is America, is 90% corn syrup.
Corn syrup. That's why they all die early and they're all fucking fat. No offence, but look at your country and other countries. A lot of them do not have corn syrup. Yeah.
I could live on a Chinese diet, I think.
Or noodles and earwigs and frogs and lizards and...
Well, no, I like noodles and rice for me. But I think I could live off. Yeah. Noodles and rice easy.
They're quite nice, yeah.
On its own.
I could do that.
You ever had ramen?
Ramen. Sounds like a person.
Yeah, so ramen.
The ramen. Like I've been there.
Ramen. Ramen's like a wet ramen. It's like a wet noodle dish. So it's like a broth. It's noodles in a broth. Oh my God, it's not really for me. It's more Japanese, that kind of stuff.
I don't like watery food.
Do you like Chinese food? Of course you do. You like Chinese food. We've been for Chinese. Is that place still open?
What one?
The Chinese in near you.
Yinghua?
No, the other one. The buffet.
Oh, Mandarin?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently it's only open at night now.
Oh, we should go for a Chinese.
Fuck. Yeah, sign me up.
Oh, mate, we should go for a Chinese.
Five plates. Job done. Oh,
who's coming? Who's coming for a Chinese with me and Mickey?
Job done, son.
Oh, we should go for a buffet. Who's coming? Oh, let's set a date and let's get some followers, some guests, some friends. Oh, for a Chinese. We'll film the shit, man. We'll get a private dining room and film it. Oh.
Set up a studio in the fucking dining hall.
Oh, I have to bat myself down because I'm so up for that.
And moist.
I'm well up for going for a Chinese, big group of us, for a little
soiree.
Chinese. Do you know what, right? So, last few minutes, I want to talk about something in particular, if you don't mind. You got anything to say?
No, that's fine, man.
I want to talk about friends. Friends as you get older.
I'll be there for you. Sorry, real friends, not TV shows,
real
sorry.
One. No, not real friends. Okay. Good question, though. Good start. How many real friends do you think you've got as you get older? Like, do you think you've got, like, loads of friends around you? Or do you feel like you've got people that you know or associate with? Or
it depends what you mean by friends. I associate friends with people you would bring around your house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I have people that I would bring around my house that I'm not really that close with, if that makes sense. But then again, I have people that I'm, like, good friends with. But there's no fucking way I bring around my house.
Yeah, you ain't coming.
So I'm a bit confused. Over the last few months, I have lost a few friends that were very close. Mm-hmm. But that's another day, another story.
But this is my point.
I don't think you have a lot in men anyway. I don't think men do.
Men, this is something that I've spoke about to a few different people about, but is as you get older, you realise you lose a lot of friends, like because you don't have, and it's not that you fall out or anything, or it's anyone's fault. It's just that you live your life, they live their life, and Monday to Friday becomes really busy, and the weekends become even smaller.
I think you have mates, or mate, yeah, you know, you do things with them.
Or mate,
but they're not your friend. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that. Like you got lots of mates, but how many true friends do you have? Yeah.
I'm not bothered about now. The more I get older, the more I want to keep my circle smaller. Like my wife spoke about it as well. We spoke about like, because you don't. Your life just kind of, I don't know, just kind of broadens, but your family, and I fucking love the Musketeers, we call ourselves.
Yeah.
Masters. But I mean, it doesn't bother me as much. I used to think it bothered me as I get older, realize that all my friends, but then everyone's off doing their own same thing as you are. They're living their life, they're paying their bills. Do you know what I mean? They're trying to get as much sleep as they possibly can. They're just trying to keep that roof over there. Sometimes it's not about, you know, nights out or fucking big group parties or, you know, making a perfect shot of an Instagram shot of you and all your mates on a night out. Like, I couldn't think of anything worse than going on a night out. Honestly, I really couldn't. I'd rather go and do something with a group of people.
Yeah, like paintballing or go-karting or something.
It doesn't even have to be that. Like, it could literally be like, do you know what I mean? Do you want to go and grab a coffee and go for a fucking walk around a lake and just have a chat with people? I'd fucking be well up for that.
Oh, yeah, I'd do that, yeah.
It's for me now, it's the smaller things. It's not about the massive gestures of, or, you know, like we're doing a lads weekend in New York or fucking Ionapa or some shit like that. Like, I'd be up for the small things.
People I know still do that, and I think fair play to them if they're still at that level.
If you can still fit that in, they're fucking brilliant. But I just, I think realize as I get older, I feel like you don't have as many friends as you once had, and it's okay to be like that. It's not a bad thing.
I think many things happen within your workplace. Like, a lot of people meet their partners at work.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say probably about 70% of people met at work.
You work there.
I think your good friends, your friendships are based at work because you spend a lot of time at work. It's one place you're guaranteed. You're not guaranteed to go to the gym all the time and see your gym friend or to the local shop or whatever, or the coffee shop. You're not always going to see them. I mean, you can meet up, but you're not going to be there. At work, you are always there normally, like, because you have to go to work.
For me,
yeah, see, that's why
I don't communicate with anybody. Like, nobody.
I need to see people.
I can go through a whole week without a single email from a colleague because we don't need each other for anything. Like, you know, you've got your shit to do and I've got my shit to do and that's it.
Yeah.
So, it's a rarity for me as well. I'll see work colleagues maybe once every couple of months for a meeting. That's it. But it doesn't, you know, for me, it's different, isn't it? Different workplace.
I suppose you don't need that, so it's all right.
But then it'd be the same for a van driver, right? He sits on his own all day and drops shit off. Like, he doesn't speak to anybody.
No, you get to know the people at your delivery locations. I used to be, like, have a good laugh at some people.
I used to chat to the delivery guys as well. I used to drop shit off to us and get to know them.
Yeah, over the years. But, you know, that could change. They could move department. You could have a different run. So you're not going to see them again.
You know. The world gets smaller as you get older.
It does. I think that's a good thing, though.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think it is a good thing because, I don't know. One, you'd learn to give a shit less. Like, you don't care. Like, that's one thing I didn't realise had happened to me. And the fact, and you're a fucking perfect advocate for not giving a shit. Like, you literally don't give a shit. Like, but not caring about things for me is
What's that? It's a new noise.
It is. Laptop.
Oh, someone's ringing.
Somebody is ringing. Stop now. Yeah. Oh, God, I don't give a shit. Really don't care anymore.
No. It's good, isn't it?
It's only because I don't care about... I mean, I care about people and stuff and family.
Yeah.
Friends and stuff. But whatever friends I have. But I just have thoughts. You know, like, it's all right not to fucking, you know, have shitloads of friends as you go. And I was like, fucking, I felt like I had loads of friends at a younger age. You get older and you realise, fuck me. You can count them on a hand. Who you think people have got around you. You know when people say, who checked on you today? Like, I fucking have a thing. Not many people.
No one. They think because you're on Facebook or social media. Oh, they're all right. They post today. Yeah, they might have posted after they slit their wrists, you know. Or just before. Oh, yeah. That's you don't know what's going on.
It can be a really pretty picture online, but yet behind closed doors.
Oh, 100%. I know loads of people that have all these fake, oh, look at us on Facebook, we're so happy. Let's have a picture, we're here. Mm-hmm. I know 100% that can be fake as fuck.
Oh, yeah, it can take a few seconds to take a picture and post it and make it look like a perfect day.
Yeah.
Sometimes it isn't.
That's not happening, no.
No.
Yeah. So.
Like.
Don't believe.
That's the little things in life, right? Is the fact that it ain't all what it's painted out to be. Like, it does get smaller, family gets smaller, friends get smaller. The older you get, the more you lose things. And then you just...
Well, like your kids.
Well, anything. You lose things. You lose
your brain.
You lose family, you know. You fucking... Your mind, yeah. Everything's... You're going to go eventually. Like, I think that's when you realise that things don't matter as much as you thought they once did.
No.
Like, material stuff. Like, it's all going to go. And... Yeah.
Unless you need it.
It turns out moments in time are worth a lot more to you than anything.
You can't buy time. It's the only thing in the world you can't buy. It's time.
Yeah.
Or your health.
Oh, God.
You can't buy your health or time.
Oh, but that's the thing, right? You think all these billionaires out there, you think if they can buy, you know, can I buy an extra 15 years for 100 billion? Do you think they fucking wouldn't do it? Of course they would.
Yeah.
That you can't buy it. You can't buy your health and you can't buy time. Yeah, I think I heard that.
Yeah, I just said it.
You said it, mate. Yeah.
Write that down.
You can't. You cannot buy. You cannot buy, you know, any time at all.
No.
God, people could say, oh, I've got another. Or people could buy another year with that person.
Oh, yeah, people would do that, yeah. Like if they're dying or have an illness suddenly or a tragedy happens. And they get suddenly taken away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Things that you haven't said, things that you have said, too much has been said, not enough has been said, you haven't done enough.
That one last phone call.
Or you should have called and you didn't. That phone call off. Fuck me, we've all got one of those in the locker. I've got loads of phone calls I need to make that I fucking need to think fucking I haven't. Just a few of them.
It's sad, isn't it?
But life goes on, and people have just watched another episode of Dads, Lads, and Babs.
Woo! So,
you're still here for that episode. Thank you so much for joining. Another random, smooth, quiet episode today with a few ups, a few downs, and old script.
It was good. I enjoyed today.
Also. But thank you for joining us for another episode of Dads, Lads, and Babs. We're here next week. We love you guys. Thanks for another episode. Deuces, motherfuckers.
Bye.
The Dads, Lads and Kebabs podcast is available to listen and download on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Podbean and all other podcast platforms.